Father, this week and last week, how much services your children have been attending. Thank you for the ministry of the Master, Lord. Yes. We love him, appreciate him, Father, and pray to continue to use him. Keep him strong in your right hand is our prayer, Lord. And even now as we gather, realize, Lord, that our bodies might be tired. And we ask that you give us grace, Lord, and strengthen your people, Father. We realize that this is the hour to labor while it is still day. But that day will come, Lord, when we will not have to labor again. But just being here, your people being gathered in the condition that they are, Father, shows that they counted life to be here tonight. Your word is life for us, Father. We desire, Lord, not silver and gold. We are not sacrificing for that, Lord. But we are here because we want to be here tonight. We want to be, Lord, in your presence. We want to learn. We want to have, Lord, that which is necessary to live pleasing unto you, to love you, and to love your people, and to live that part of the music sheet that we were promised tonight, Father. I pray that you bless us, anoint us, Father. Let us leave here, Father, tonight a better man, better woman, Lord. May the great Holy Spirit, who is the teacher, come and teach of himself, for he is the lesson. Yes. And bless our hearts now is our prayer tonight, for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. Brother Nani has some keys that was left in the car, and someone's car, and if you find that you can't make yourself get in your car, it's because he's got your keys. Amen. So, if you have your Bibles, I invite you once again to. I really had in my mind to speak on end time prophecy, world events, but it's such a long subject, and Brother Nani said the services were good, but this ministry tends to be long, and I apologize because some of the subjects we look at, if you leave them halfway, you create more questions and problems. More questions and problems. And the last thing anybody wants to do is to leave a place where people are confused. So you just forgive us and pray to the Lord will allow us to say, I don't have much to say, this is so, took so long to say it. And the Lord, that the Lord will just, you know, use it in the best way that he sees fit tonight. Amen. So I just want to continue with the key to the rapture. And if you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn to the book of 1 John chapter 4. And maybe next time we will speak about those little things that are so necessary that is happening. We have a German Pope. We have a German Chancellor taking off the UN. And we find the 200 million demons were first let loose in Germany. We find that the spirit of the Pope and the spirit of the German nation with the EU is all united together. And so are we becoming one. It's just amazing what things that's happening just in our lifetime. Wars, rumors of war, tidal waves. Just the fulfillment of everything that we know of, and if you don't really know, your hearts will never be concerned. And this Bible has become better in reading and reading.
Amen.
And let us pray the Lord will shake us up and let us know we need to be in a condition that He promised that we'll be in. 1 John chapter 4 and I'm starting with the 16th verse. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Amen.
Wherein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
Father, we know that your prophet, Lord, said the angel was pleased when he sang, I love him, I love him. We know, Lord, that in this day that song has even greater significance to us. Whatever the prophet said, whatever he did, Lord, all this was that which was pleasing to you, that which had great meaning, great substance. I pray that you will open our hearts, Lord, to look at you in simplicity, that your Holy Spirit will come and move away our thoughts, our thinking.
Yes,
so anoint the congregation, Father, that, Lord, that we leave here a beneficial people tonight.
Yes,
commit it all in your great hands, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. One of the most important things in the end time is that you must know what seal you're living under.
Amen.
Amen. And not only know what seal you're living under, but you must know what are the benefits that are under that seal.
Amen.
And of course we know that there are some that believe that that seventh seal is not open, and it's true. In some ways it is not open, like we said. But there are others who believe that it's open, and it's true that in many ways it is open.
Yeah.
And then you say, Mister, you know, you're confusing us, and it's the truth. Some answers are yes and yes, and some answers are no and no.
Yeah.
And yes, it is open, and no, it is not open. It's really the right answer, and vice versa. Because the reason for that is because the seventh seal is not an event.
Amen.
The seventh seal is not an event. The seventh seal has many folds to it, and it unfolds to the ceaseless eternity. Now, in the older days, we used to say the seventh seal is the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Just like we used to say, you know, the third fold is the opening of the world. But that's not completely accurate, it's just partially accurate.
Yes.
Amen. There are many folds under the third pole.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And there are many unfolding of the seven seals.
Amen.
And therefore, if you do not believe that the seven seal is open, then you are not looking for anything from under that seal. You're waiting for someone to open it. And that's many a times why we have bred the thought of a return ministry. Because if we really believe that Revelation 10:7 fulfilled its commission, then we need no more. If you really believe Luke 17:50 has been built, and the Son of Man has revealed, amen, through in the form of a prophet, then we don't need to look for anything or anyone else.
Amen.
Whatever we have need of must already be revealed.
Glory.
And therefore, when we preach, we preach and you say, you know, that was a good revelation. It is what has already been revealed.
Yes.
Now coming cleaner.
Amen.
Now becoming much clearer. There is no more revealing.
Yes.
He said he preaches mystery. There is no such thing as mystery to the bride. It has already been revealed.
Glory.
We are now taking what has been revealed, and we are becoming more enlightened.
Yes,
and
sir.
As we become more enlightened, we become more excited, more stimulated. Amen. And the joy of the Lord becomes, amen, something that is strengthen us. Amen. Encourages us. And so it's important that if we are going to talk about a key to the rapture, that we understand this key lies under that seventh seal.
Amen.
Amen. And it was not in the first age, it was not in the second seal, the third seal, or the fourth seal, and so forth. It's under that seventh seal. And we must be able, if I'm going to bring you to a place to show you, that you will come to that key.
Amen.
I will show you that key has already been used.
Glory.
And if I show you the key has been used, it means that somebody, amen, had the key from under that seal.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And if he had the key from under that seal, then I must be able to see the manifestation of that power and that key.
Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Watch very carefully now. So now, under the seventh seal, we know the prophet of God said, seven thunders give rapture and faith.
Yes. Amen.
Seven thunders give rapture and faith. And I'd just like to start working on that. I want to show you that there are three folds of faith. The first fold of faith is faith in Christ. That's not faith in the promise for your day. That is your foundation.
Amen.
As a sinner, you must come to that.
Yes.
And that faith is based not on what God said, but on what God did.
Amen.
It is based on what Christ has done, and it is a finished
is not the same faith. Faith in Christ and the faith of Christ is not the same. And therefore, when we preach faith in Christ, we must always preach it as a finished work.
Amen.
You must never preach that God is saving you, or God will save you, or God can save you, because that's preaching unbelief. God has already saved you. As something that is going to happen.
Amen.
Or something that will happen.
Yes.
It has already happened.
Amen.
And the principle of it, amen, is shown in the prophet. That if a man longs in his heart for salvation, it means there must be a savior out there.
Yes,
the deep calls to the deep and the deep responds.
Amen.
It's not that there is going to be a savior. There was a savior before there was a need.
Amen.
Amen. In the spirit that God has already done it.
Amen.
It is a finished work.
Amen.
It's not he's going to do it. And many of times when we were young and so forth in ministry and so forth, you preach in such a way and not knowing you're preaching unbelief.
Yeah.
That's how ignorant we can be.
Yeah.
And unconscious of the principles that we violate. If God don't open our eyes. I made a statement the other day that you own us to be disputed if your mama called, papa called, or some businessman. Man, but businessman is men who have no porn in the pulpit.
Amen.
Paul was a tent maker. He had to work.
Yes,
brother Branham had to work.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing there. If you're a pastor and you have a small congregation, you ought to work. Or you at least ought to have an investment or part time something to supplement yourself and not be a burden on the people and the church. That's not what Brother Branham was talking about. Brother Branham was talking about the businessmen meetings.
Yeah.
He was talking about the businessmen meetings. Businessmen who, because of their power and influence, were trying to control ministry and even get into it. That's what he was talking about. And then he used a type of King Uzziah, who was political leader, economic leader. He had no call, he was a king. He was not from Levi.
Yes.
He had no calling. He was not qualified to be in the pulpit. He was not qualified to go in the house of the Lord. But because he was so popular, it went to his head. Because he was so influential, it went to his head and stepped right into the pulpit.
Yes, right. Amen.
Brabham said he smit him with leprosy.
Yes.
Which is a type of sin.
Amen.
No, this is a dreadful place to be. When you are young, you know, you're youthful, you say, oh my, what wonderful. But after you realize the burden of it, that you're an answer for every soul, I always see Brother Nani. You know, people like to give advice and give others advice in the church, and like to say, it should have been done this way. I said, okay. He said, go ahead and give the advice. You answer for God if it's wrong. See, once they realize they have the answer, if it's free advice, you know, you could always, then you have to realize that every decision you make, you have to answer for.
Amen.
And nobody is so hard to give advice.
Amen.
Amen. It's a dreadful place to be. But it is important that if you're here, that you look to God, because you can't present the truth with the wrong approach.
Amen.
And preach unbelief in the hearts of the people. Faith in Christ must always be preached as a finished work. And if it's true responsibility, you must show them it is already done. That he's doing it. He already saved them. He already justified them. He already glorified them. He has already given them eternal life. If they cannot accept that he is Lord and he is Savior, why would you ask them to confess he's Lord and Savior? See, we used to teach Brother Joseph in such a way that when we look at the prophet progression to come to the new book, he was doing it from a church perspective and an individual perspective. We are looking that he said you must be justified, you must be sanctified, then you get the Holy Ghost, then you are saved. That's not true. But when you approach sinners in Christ and you begin to bring them in, you must show them He has already done it. It is their faith, and it is what is going to bring it as the experience. But if they have not confessed it, then they cannot be confirmed. The Holy Ghost is only coming to confirm that you believe it and you believe what you confess. And Brother Bram said, you'll never get anything from God unless you confess it. Unless you can confess He has already done it, He will not do it.
Amen.
If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Unless He is a high priest waiting for your confession. If you say you believe it, then you confess it. Amen. He is Lord. And He's going to be Lord. He is Lord.
Amen.
Not Lord to be ruler. My Lord.
Amen.
My ruler.
Amen.
Amen. No longer I, but Him.
Amen.
Not what I think is what He thinks. Not what I say, what He said.
Amen.
So what's notice is not what God, not what I say. Faith in Christ is not what I say. But there will come a day, it will be not what God said, but what you say.
Amen.
That's a different conversation.
Amen.
Amen. It is not what I say. It is not what I do.
Amen.
But it come a time, not what God say or what God do. The eyes are what you say and what you do. But that is not this faith. You must not confuse it. Because we are moving from faith unto faith, from glory unto glory, until you come into the very image.
Amen.
Amen.
This must never be confused with this. They're not the same. They are not the same. But you cannot get here without this.
Yes.
And if you don't ever get off of this, you'll really never get here.
True.
You never get there. So let us distinguish in your life where you are. You must be able to distinguish it.
Amen.
And then in here, God is showing you. You. He's showing you that there's nothing you can do to help yourself.
Amen.
There is no good you can do because your good is not good.
Yes.
There's nothing acceptable that you can do. You're unacceptable. If you're to be acceptable, I will have to make you acceptable in the beloved.
Amen.
Amen. You can do nothing for the forgiveness of sins. Let me tell you this. God is not obligated to forgive you. And God is not obligated upon. Some of us believe, because you do something wrong, I can say, well, God, forgive me, I'm sorry. That's not a right. That's a privilege He gave you. And we abuse that privilege.
Amen.
Amen. He does not have to do it. Amen. But Brother Adam says, amen, love made a way. Love provided a savior. Love provided an atonement. Love provided a way that you can become acceptable.
Amen.
Love provided a way to meet your needs in the atonement. If you're sick, love provided.
Glory.
Amen. He said, because you are lost, love provided a savior.
Amen.
Amen. Love provided. Love provided. Love did. Love performed.
Yes.
So therefore, if you say that He's my Lord and my Savior, you must see that it is because He loves, not I love.
Yes,
not I love. We must never get the people here to focus on loving God. The main focus of faith in Christ is to show how God loves you.
Amen.
Amen. Because you can only love Him, amen, when you see that love you.
Glory.
It's only when your heart can be affected that way to know it's not me, it's not what I do.
Amen.
Amen. If you see this right, you'll move into this very place.
Yes.
But if you've never seen this right, it will affect you. It will affect you in such a way that you can believe the message and never live an overcoming life.
Yeah.
But you believe the message. You can act your obedience to everything and still come like a rich young ruler. I've done all of the message from my youth.
Yeah.
And you will say, thou lackest one thing. If you have known the love of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, so this must always be presented by the ministry.
Yes.
Amen. God's love for you.
Amen.
Amen. Anytime there's healing, it's because He loved you, He provided it. Not stressed if you believe. Amen. He has already done it. His love for you provided. He just wants you to accept it, son.
Amen.
He just wants you to know He's already done. The key word here is whether you accept Him as Lord. He is already Lord, but you accept Him as Lord. He's already saved you. He already saved you. You accept Him as Savior. And if you accept Him as Savior, you accept your salvation.
Amen.
Amen. As long as you say He's my Savior, amen, then I can never have to worry about being lost, even with my fallen condition.
Amen.
He saved me while I was yet in sin. He died for me.
Amen.
This could never be ruined. This should never, the enemy should never be able to take advantage of you here again. Ever.
Amen.
Therefore, with all of your faults, shortcomings, weaknesses, complexes, some ways even your iniquity, He still did it.
Amen.
And it does not change as long as your confession does not change.
Amen.
As long as your heart condition does not change. It is not by your doing, amen, did anything happen. It's by what He did.
Amen.
And what He did doesn't change. And it is yours by the condition that you believe He did it for you.
Amen.
He did it all for me. His stripes was all for me.
Amen.
Amen. That's the basis of faith in Christ. What does it do? What kind of condition does it bring on the heart? It brings rest. It brings a measure, what's not? A measure of peace. Only a measure. It brings a measure of peace. Not total peace, that's a measure of peace. Peace according to the knowledge that you are justified. That God has dropped your charges. And you begin to believe that you're justified. See? But that's faith in Christ. I don't want to spend too much time there because our aim is up here. But this must be presented, the love. Because of His love, He saved you. Why? It's not what you say, it's not what you do, because nothing you can do. In other words, He wants you to see that in the pool of mankind, your heart is now being affected by His love. He made a way, and now your heart is seeing what He has done for you.
Praise God.
Now, as you see that, you're going to see many people along the way. Their heart is not affected. That is evidence that He loved you.
Amen.
He chose you.
Yes.
He opened your heart.
Amen.
He called you.
Yes.
They are not there to be scorned. Because you didn't do anything, is what He did.
Amen.
Therefore, in this section here, you begin, if you see yourself, you see all men.
Amen.
If you see yourself, you see all men. And right then and there, your heart is affected towards mankind. I like a story I heard one time about a boy named Johnny. His mother died by giving him birth. His father had loved his mother so much that when she died, he couldn't see the boy. Affecting him so badly, he became an alcoholic. So the boy grew up with an aunt. And he would go to school. But when he went to school, he was all smelly, his clothes were all dirty, wouldn't do his homework, nails were unclean. And the teacher despised him. She just despised him. She'd whip him, punish him, whip him. Because he seemed like he just didn't care. One day, she was watching over the schoolyard while they played. She saw another boy's mother come to visit the boy. And as she was coming, she saw Johnny and said, "Hi, Johnny." So the teacher ran down. Said, "You know this boy?" She said, "Yeah." He said, "He is so smelly, he wouldn't do his work, disobedient. Yeah, he's the worst student I have." And she began to rattle off in his clothes. Said, "No, don't say that. If you know the story behind this boy, you will never think that way."
Amen.
If you know the story behind the boy, you'll never think that way. You see, because, as she told him, say the mother died of childbirth, the father loved the mother, became an alcoholic. The boy grew up with an aunt who don't care. Nobody can watch for him, hardly have a meal. No upbringing. That teaches Islam. It was the same boy, he smelled the same way, nothing changed. But the heart condition.
Yes. Amen. Glory.
The heart condition changed towards that boy. That's what happened to you when you come to faith in Christ. Your heart condition changes. You begin to see all men. Amen. They didn't have to be born that way. They didn't have a choice.
Yes.
You didn't have a choice.
Yes.
You are condemned by representation, and if you are not going to hell, or they are not going to hell, or whatever it is, because of what they have done.
Yes.
Amen. They were if they die, they still have a choice because they are condemned by representation.
Yes.
Yes. You really believe that?
Amen. Yes.
I want that foundation to be so right, because you see, sometimes we deacons, sometimes we, amen, in ministry and ministers, we forget this.
Amen.
We forget this, and then we hold people accountable.
Yes.
In such a manner, in such a way that it affects relationships.
Amen.
It affects relationship. It affects relationship and fellowship.
Amen.
Because you forgot where you were.
Amen.
And you might say, "But look what he sees in the world. He's all, you know, look what the prophet said. Look what this." You forget the reason you see is by grace.
Amen.
See, to get to the rapture, the key to the rapture, to come to a point, not not what you say or what God said or what you did. To get to that place where you can say, "Son, not what I say, but what you say."
Amen.
Now, don't wait for me to do, you do.
Amen.
Don't wait for me to drag you to the fire. Don't wait for a vision. Amen. What do you do?
Amen.
To get to that place, we must be guaranteed.
Amen.
That you can love your enemy. Because you have such power, such authority.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, brother, when I look around, I say, "Lord, help us. Lord, help us. You are not going anywhere without a fivefold ministry."
Yes, amen.
And if the fivefold ministry is not coming up there, don't blame them.
Yes.
You need them to get there, you get on your knees and pray for us.
Amen.
Don't raise your finger, don't point, don't criticize. Don't, amen. If you believe it's God, then get on your knees and pray.
Glory.
Amen. This is going to be, amen, a partnership. You and the ministry. You pray for us and we pray for you.
Amen.
You pray for us and we for you.
Amen.
And we see your attitude bad, you ought to be praying for you. Loving you enough to try to correct you in the right way, in the right spirit.
Amen.
And when you see something wrong with us and you see what is happening, why don't you pray? When last did you fast for the ministry? When last did you pray?
Right, amen.
But yet you can't go without us. I keep saying this, and one day God will judge me, maybe on the other side for it. Sometimes we believe But as long as we are here and we are saying the right thing, we are going to take our action. Sometimes you believe that you are dressing right, have everything well done, says lined up. And that is your comfort, that you are okay. But yet, if somebody kicks you, all that long dress adds up to become a long tongue. And that nice smiling, please God bless you, brother, comes that hypocrite. What did I ever do here? And yet you are deceived to believe you're going. And the ministry believe, as long as I preach what Brother Graham said and nobody can use force against me and I can prove I'm right, that I'm okay. But yet, our fellowship with one with another, our love one with another, our understanding one with another. Tell me which one God would rather. He said, this is my commandment, love one another. He said, keep His commandment. His commandment is to love the Lord and love one another.
Amen.
If you do it right, the rest of it falls into place.
Amen.
Man, you see, friends, I want to show you that we want to talk, we are going to get to the rapture. We're going to get there. We're going to get to the key. We're going to prove Lord willing tonight. If it takes all night, no. We're going to prove by God's grace that power of that seventh seal was manifested on the earth. Not just the manifestations of the third portal.
Yes.
Amen. We saw the manifestations of the third portal.
Yes.
But in this seventh seal, what Jesus did not do,
amen,
was done in this day.
Glory.
Amen. What Jesus did not do was done in
this day.
Manifestations of the
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He said, greater works than these shall ye do. That was not for Luther. That was not for Wesley. That was not for Pentecost. Amen. That is for you.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, if they did not do it, He must give you a greater measure.
Amen.
Amen. That's why your faith cannot be faith in Christ. It cannot be the faith of Christ. But it is faith in your position.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we are the sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now this is the manifestations of the sons of God. That's a different kind of faith altogether.
Yes, sir.
Even in this faith, I'm saved in Jesus' name. In this faith, I speak in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I walk in His word in His name. But up here, it's not in Jesus' name. Up there, stop blowing in Jesus' name. He never said that.
No,
he said, wind, be still.
Amen.
Lion, come here.
Amen.
Amen. But to get to that place, you have got to have the right attitude.
Amen.
The right spirit.
Amen.
And the way to get there is to come through this thing properly.
Glory.
Amen.
Is to come through this thing properly. How do you see sinners? You see them being evil in themselves. Yet who gave them that nature? Did you give you your own nature? And did you change your own nature? Did you make yourself love God? Or did He shed it abroad in your heart?
Amen.
What is there for you to boast?
Thank you.
And who made you the measuring stick? And who made you the judge? And you, who made you the criticizer?
Amen.
Who made you? We in this message are the most proudest, critical, fault-finding people there is.
Amen.
You say that maintain holiness. Holiness is maintained by love.
Amen.
The other kind is not acceptable.
Right.
Prove it to you, Nazarene is not acceptable.
Right.
Foolish virgin holiness is not acceptable.
Right.
I'm going to let you go. Let us get the thing right so we can get the priorities right, so we can get the little things out of the way. The little foxes fall in the vine. Amen. Faith in Christ, when entered in properly, when it affects the heart right, amen, looks at every man that he needs the grace of God as I.
Amen.
Amen. He needs the grace of God as I. And he looks at that man the way the teacher looks at Johnny. He's lying. He's lying again. But what can he do? If I whip him, does that change his nature? But if I love him, pray for him, that can help a whole lot.
Amen.
That can bring a whole lot. And then you see, there's nothing wrong now, because you see, you know what was wrong with you.
Yes.
And you know what took the beam out of your eyes.
Amen.
You know what affected you.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Therefore, why does you hold him accountable now?
Right.
We are so upset when they refuse Christ. Yeah. We're so upset, amen, when we talk to them about Christ and they turn away and amen. Maybe you didn't pray before you talk. And then maybe you're looking for an achievement. Maybe you're trying to let them know how much you know. Because many a time I found in the message, people witness just to let the other people know how much they know.
Yeah.
And they leave there, whether they come or not, they leave there satisfied. Boy, really give them a good piece. This must be right. And if this is right, there is no criticism about the sinner. Yes. You know, I remember when we preached against denomination. The harlot, those women out there in their short dress, they're prostitutes and don't know it. Sometimes, I should think I enjoy that. And we didn't think about it. They were wrong. They go to hell. We are right. Remember that the book, I hope it's not just me. Amen. If I thought it was just me, I wouldn't have said it. I thought I would have company, but everybody is so quiet. Can you remember when the message was just beating them up? Remember that? Then the message turned on the women in the message. Remember that? I used to say, Lord, thank you, I'm a man. Thank you, I'm a man, boy. And it was the woman who was the riding horse. See, we didn't understand. We didn't understand. Because many of us came in and weren't even built right.
Yeah.
Just goes to show, to concede didn't help us that much in that way, did it? Mm. Yet remember when everybody who didn't see the message was a devil and a circumcised? And you would tell everybody that they're going to sit and see, but you wouldn't tell your mother and your father who didn't believe the message.
Yeah.
You say all these little things because you see, we are born hypocrites.
Yes.
And we are blind to our own blindness.
Yeah.
Yet, we speak the boldest and the proudest. And don't even go. Let's imagine, we are now seeing that here now and being discussed at our own selves. Can you imagine God looking down at us at that time? And yet he didn't destroy us.
Yes. Amen.
Now you turn around and tell people you would have destroyed. How many people you would have cut off?
Yes.
How many people you still hold it? Your fellowship is like this. God bless you, Ronami. That's fellowship, you think? Oh yeah, we greet each other. Well, yeah. You think that's the way God's children and family, God's family is? If you have something in your heart, I don't care what you do, you're just a good hypocrite. Anytime you see there is a situation and they're shaking of hands and they're just, that's the best, that's the one to be afraid of, that's the one to pray for. The man who is vexed and upset, I wouldn't shake shake his hand, I could deal with that. He knows. Everybody knows this man is upset. I was upset and smiled. God bless you. That's the guy to pray for. But you see, listen carefully now. You can do that. You can be upset. And so you're upset because that brother did this and But it puts extra pressure on us as ministers. We either have to get the thing right or play the role of the hypocrite. Because it is expected of us. Therefore, the problem is biggest here. We don't deal with it. Let me say this. You know, I've been in Durban a couple of times. One thing I've picked up is this. That people love, it seems they love when someone comes to correct the ministers or the ministry. When you see that there's something desperately wrong with that woman,
amen.
She does not love her pastor husband enough.
Yes.
There's something deeply rooted wrong, Gilbert. May God be my witness. Enjoy seeing the ministers reprove and rebuke. Seems like they got a joy in it. That just goes to show something is wrong with your spirit.
Amen.
Because no man of God should come to rebuke God's servants because he just wants to rebuke.
Amen.
Because if we as ministers get you to disrespect this office, we are not working for the kingdom of God. But like you, you have your faults, you have your mistakes, you have to grow. We have to grow also.
Amen.
We have our faults, we have our accomplices, we have our weaknesses. And if we see it like how we see you, you don't want anybody coming to whip you, do you? You want them to pray for you. You want them to say something that will help you, encourage you along the way.
Yes.
Anyone who comes to satisfy that need in you is not doing you a favor. In fact, they're doing you an injustice. You say, well, then there is problems that exist for a reason.
Amen.
Maybe if you pray enough, encourage them enough, love them enough, do that which you believe when you're more mature, you see the problem. Will it not affect them? Mm-hmm. Don't you believe in your prayer?
Amen.
Man, you see, this is not going to be a one-way thing. Yeah. You need us as much as we need
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. And as you get closer to God, mark my words, as you become closer and more intimate with God, you will get closer and more intimate with your pastor, and he with you.
Amen.
And you will become closer and more intimate one with another.
Amen.
In such a way that brothers and you'll cry to separate from each other. See, we are missing something. We are missing something. We can have all the messages, all the mysteries, everything, but if these things, amen, are not there, showing there's an underlying problem in our life.
Right, amen.
When this affects your heart, who am I? I was born in sin, shame, and iniquity, not for the grace of God, I'll be just like that man.
Yeah.
Okay, now, if that be true, where did we forget it? Let me tell you this, son. There are people who are in this message. And if they know you messed up, brother, let's say you committed adultery, you might go and get it right, but you are marked for life. You barely have anybody with an intimate fellowship. But yet we are the bride.
Amen.
And love covers a multitude.
Amen.
Yet we are the bride. Amen. If they know, you see, if they know that you have a problem, an open problem, and that it was a problem, even if it's fixed, it's still a problem.
Amen.
When you treat those people like that, what do you expect those people to be? Now, you don't want God to treat you that way, but you are an adulteress. You are the lowest of low, and yet He draws closer. And when you repeat your mistake, He's ready to forgive and draw you back in and give you His name.
Right.
Now you are even more righteous than God.
Right.
Tell me if that's the Spirit of Christ. See, if this is not done right, you can see it in your life, you can see it in your behavior, even mature people. Yet we are the bride. And listen, Brother Bram says, only the bride will have love in the end time, Brother Lewis.
Amen.
Only the bride will have love in the end time.
Amen.
Let us not be safe and secure. But being this message, is more dangerous than being outside. Because in the message is where false anointed ones. Pentecost is unbelievers.
Yes.
He said the genuine Holy Spirit is falling. The genuine Holy Spirit is not falling out there. Genuine Holy Spirit is falling by the word.
Right.
Amen. This is where false anointed ones is. This is where seed of discrepancy is. This is where impersonation is. Pentecost is not impersonating us anymore.
Yes.
This is where the problem is. Where did he preach seed of discrepancy? Where is seed of the discrepancy going to rise up in Pentecost? Amen. Where is the word falling? Where the word is falling, the genuine true Holy Spirit is falling. Look at it. Pentecost is unbelievers. They don't believe. They just don't believe. They're not under this message. They're not under the spirit of this message. Let us be careful.
Amen.
Let us not deceive ourselves. Whether you're ministry like myself, amen, we all have to come up to that place.
Amen.
Amen.
We all have to come up here. Follow me again. I'm worth this enough. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you here?
Amen.
That if this is not right, that is why you criticize.
Yes.
That is why you find fault. That's why you measure people. That's why you choose who you fellowship with. And listen, you are so wise. You think you're so wise that the things you do, you're not realizing how foolish you are.
Yes.
You choose the most righteous to fellowship with. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
And the very one you're criticizing or need, or the weak, or the weaker ones that you say your God has blessed you, is supposed to help him.
Yes.
That's the one. You can't help the other guy, he's okay.
Yes.
See, that shows our self-righteousness. It shows our pride.
Amen.
It shows that we are not really converted. We don't understand the mind of God, the thinking of God,
Amen.
The thoughts of God. You just think how God thinks about you.
That's right.
And then, brother, you have no trouble thinking about the other man.
Right.
Just see how God sees you, and you'll see how you can see the man just right.
Amen.
See? And then everything is settled and square.
Amen.
After a man comes into faith in Christ with the right attitude, then he comes into faith in Christ, which is called a new birth. And a new birth, he is called to walk in the light.
Amen.
Now he's interested not in what God did for him, but what God is wanting to do through him.
Amen.
God is wanting to do through him. Amen. God wants him. He now wants to do for others. He becomes now in service to God. Amen. He becomes in service to God. Now he's in power to witness. Now he's in power to pray as a priest. Now he's in power, amen, to live the promises of God for his day. Faith in Christ. He can remember after they were converted. He just said, "Silver and gold I have not. Amen. That which I have, give I unto you. Rise in the name of Jesus Christ." Amen. Now he has faith. His faith now is that he's going forth doing what? Anointed to do the will of God. The will of God that is in the Word.
Amen.
is revealing to him, amen, the will of God for his day. And that is why he can walk in the measure of the word. Like Luther had a measure of the word, justification by faith. He walked in that, he believed that, he preached that.
Amen.
Amen. And he did that which was promised in his day that he would do. This is concentrating on having God work through them, but not for themselves, for the body of Christ, for the people of God. What's the key word here? For humanity. You don't see that. But now you are a representative of God for humanity. Compassionate. Whether he's a Christian or not, he's my neighbor.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever he needs, that is what I must provide for him. Amen. This is where 1 Corinthians comes in. Where the love of God begins to be shed in your heart. Amen. Can we read it? Oh, I love him. I love him. He first loved me. Amen. You have it. Good, because I do it. I will have it in a minute though. Okay, good. Watch very carefully now. Now he's telling you here in 1 Corinthians 15, sorry. Paul is saying, though I speak the tongue of men and angels, I have not charity. I have not charity. I have become like a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. We believe that. But because we hardly have gifts operating in the church,
yeah.
You know, well, strike one. Okay? But, he said, if you do have it, and you have not love, why? Let's take an example of that now. Why would you need love if you have this gift, but you have not love? Why is it a problem? Because love is what causes that gift to become acceptable before God. Why? Why would it become acceptable? 1 Corinthians 8:1. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up. But what? If you just have this without love, amen, it will make you proud. That is why, brother, a gift to preach does not mean you have love. And that is why you can have ministries that are puffed up and proud and measuring and exacting and controlling. But love says, that's my brother, let God judge it at the end.
Amen.
You know, I have situations in marriage and divorce, I'm sure you all have it. Sometimes they're very complicated situations. Watch very carefully. Sometimes they're very complicated. There's no black and white for the mission. There's no black and white in the decisions that have to be made in the message. If you have three pastors, you want to give you two different opinions.
Yeah.
But you see, God didn't call those men, God called you.
Amen.
Now you have a choice. You can keep a clean slate and say, well, look, that's controversial. I'm not getting involved with that. You see, right then and there, you see, it is more important for you to keep a good record of how other people would not, you know, say, yeah, he's not controversial, you know. He's straight, he's okay. Your name wouldn't circulate, you see. You're worried about you and your ministry. You need to get out of the kitchen.
Amen.
Amen. You can't stand and eat. You're there for the wrong reason. We are there for the suffering and for the people who are confused and need direction.
Amen.
And if God wanted to come down and speak to them directly, he would have done it. But he put you there.
Glory. Amen. Amen.
He put you there. Now you come into and you hear the situation, and sometimes Father, you just don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. Should I put them out of the church? You know? Now it's easy for other people to talk, so I always like to say this way. Let's say you have a girl child. She went out, she did wrong. She got pregnant, she come in the house now. Of course, you're a message believer. If you're Indian, you have to worry about what everybody would think, including your family.
Yeah.
You don't have peer pressure? Now, what if she had a little something with a black man? Well, even worse! But a white guy was okay. See, we're Indian, you see. Be honest now.
Yes,
now you have to think, would you put her out, brother? Would you put her out? Would you put her out?
No.
Your flesh and blood, right? Do it. That's exactly the way a shepherd taught it.
Amen.
He has to think what everybody will say. What everybody would think, how the other ministers would think, how they might want to fellowship with him, I might want to preach him. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Right. Amen.
Amen. If God called, God open it up.
Yes. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. No threat. They're no intimidation.
No, sir.
That's the way it is, Fernando.
Yeah.
God called, God open the door.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make that decision. And sometimes when you don't know, you have to say, let God judge it at the end.
Amen.
But other ministers who don't know, don't care, they want, you see, pride says, when I see you, I must see myself. And when I see you make decisions, you must make them like I. If not, why did you do this way?
Right.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not good.
Amen.
That is what causes problems.
Right. Amen.
When you exert to enter into another man's working field and responsibility. If he's wrong, then let his God judge him.
Amen.
He's wrong, let him judge it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In the book of Romans 4, Paul was speaking to them that are born again, and he said, who can judge another man's servant?
Correct.
You know the scripture, I have it there. Are you able to judge another man's servant? He's not his master able to reprove him.
Yes.
And you have to make those decisions, Brother Ron, regardless what the world thinks.
Amen.
And let God judge it at the end. Now you say to
me,
you have no right, Brother Tony. God give me that right in that office.
Amen.
You put your judges in court, and they can hear a case with extenuating circumstances, and the jury can come back and say you are guilty, and the judge says yes, you're guilty, but they have extenuating circumstances. Too much. Pay $1 leave.
Yeah.
If they give men, regular men, even that authority as judges, how much more the highest office?
Amen.
You must respect that office.
Amen.
Regardless if you like it or not.
Amen.
Especially the lay members, and especially you pastors, respect one another's decisions. You might not agree with it, but let God.
Amen.
And you will see how much easier it goes along.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because the gift will pop itself up without love. Because love edifies. It means, the word edify means to build up. To build up. It's a metaphor to establish. To promote Christian growth, you will use the gift to promote Christian growth, Christian wisdom, and Christian affection. To promote grace, to promote virtue, to promote and to build holiness and blessedness, and to grow in wisdom and piety. That is what the gift is. Anytime your gift, whether it be for ministry, or whether it be for any gifts in the body, and it's not used to be built up, it's causing destruction, discord, separation, then that gift is not operating with love.
Amen.
Love rather speaks silence.
Amen.
And let God judge it.
Brother!
That's to bring the brotherhood, because God hates discord.
Amen.
See, see where we are going, brother. What I'm telling you, I want for my life.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not here to preach to you, Archie. I'm going to tell you, this is the very things that I want.
Amen.
Amen. My place, my church, our other brothers in the church, we have ministers meeting. Brother Bam said, we see. But now we say, now you all believe every word the prophet said.
Yeah.
The prophet said, you ministers, get together.
Amen.
Talk over your doctrine. Talk over your teaching.
Yeah.
Aren't we allowed to also keep the word?
Amen.
They get a man, or circulate it around, the chairman. But do it.
Amen.
And let's put in some fire on the elders. If you're elders, from Nami and the different ones, Dan and so forth. If you are elders, then you must set the example for the younger ministry.
Amen.
You must do it in such a way to gain respect, they gain respect, their admiration. They might not see what you see, but your character, your love, and your care, and your wanting and desiring to make sure that they have what they need.
Amen.
Amen. Advice. Not dictatorship. Advice.
Amen.
Amen. Do what elders are supposed to do.
Right.
Because they are the next generation. They're either going to pass on generational sin to them.
Right.
Because the majority of problems that I have is from the generation that started it.
Yeah.
And they have not the wisdom to fix it yet. Therefore, it will continue in my generation. To you. Be an elder. In this message is a great responsibility. How you sow the seed, how you treat the ministry, how you love them, how you encourage them, how you put up with their faults. Because like children, young ministers have to be given room until their pride brings them low and come back and say, you know, brother, now you told me so. Say, brother, I told you so. But that's okay. That's all part of learning.
Amen.
Love them enough. Respect them enough. Show them their ministry is important. Young men need to know their ministry is important. They have to know.
Amen.
You are the only one. You are the fathers. To father them. To encourage them. To strengthen them. If not, they will be left as men unsuited. Unmentored.
Yes.
And the Bible says, teach men. Bring them in. Send them out, men who are faithfully cook. Establish them. Who's going to do it? The elders. Oh, that is. We're still going up here. Still going up there. So love. Anything that does not have love will tend to be fucked up and will tend to lean towards self-interest. Selfishness. It's my church, my ministry, it's my people, it's my meetings. It is my host. I am the host. It tends to rotate around me, mine. Whether it be church, whether it be ministry, it will not be to prefer your brother, as you will see what love is in a minute.
Yes.
It will tend to rotate. It will tend to self-edify instead of body edify.
Amen.
It will tend to self-build up. That's to build up the overall body. Can we go on? Watch carefully. If I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and do I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I have nothing. Why? It will not be building up the body of Christ. It will be building you up. You might make a big church, a big ministry. You might have a big name. I have seen that all the time. I've seen certain men with tremendous gifts, Brother Nani. Tremendous gifts in their life. Big church, big numbers. And the brothers just right around the line. They don't even have a sound system. They don't have good pews. They don't have... And that church is thousands of dollars coming. Now you tell me if that is love. No, brother. I don't care if he's right down the road and he doesn't have a need. I'll buy him the sound system. I'll give him the pews. Whatever I can do.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's not just to build me up.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Sometimes we act like corporations. Amen. We get big and we squeeze out small businesses.
Yeah.
And we do it purposely.
Right.
We squeeze out the small church, like corporations squeeze out the small businesses.
Yes.
Doesn't work like that.
Amen.
Amen. See the need of your brother. Build him up and God will bless you. Love, continue again. Now we haven't come to perfect love yet, huh? We haven't come to perfect love yet. That is on a different measure altogether. Hear what it says. This is just talking about the gifts and so forth. He says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Amen. Why do you give to the poor? Who are you building up? Why? What reason? Make you feel good? Charity suffered long. Right here, let me just introduce some Greek words for it. If you don't mind. What's her name? Are you happy?
Amen.
You think we need these things?
Amen.
I know I need them. Long suffering means to endure injury from others. To enjoy it. Why would you endure the injury from others? The insults from others. Why? What reason? Who is in the worst condition? The one who's doing the injury? Or the one who's doing the injury to? Who really is in pain? Who really is in the wrong mind? Who really is in trouble? Who really is in? You know, if a madman comes to you and spits in your face, you wouldn't do a thing. Say, man, he's just mad. Because you know the man is out of his mind.
Yes.
But we don't see when people injure God's people,
yes,
that they are out of their mind, and it's better a millstone be thrown, hung around their neck and be thrown in the ocean.
Amen.
And you are saying, Lord, that could have been me.
Yeah.
That could have been me. Amen. Before not even being a Christian hurting your people, what would have happened to me?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh my. It means to endure long suffering. See? My. I think I just lost my people. Long suffering. Long suffering endures the injury of others. Did I miss one? That love is kind. No? And it's kind. There it is, the second one. And kind. So long suffering is to endure the injury of others. And kindness is to pay back others with good deeds.
Amen.
They insult you, you wait for time to do something good for them. They bawl you out, they insult you in front of people, you wait for an opportunity to give them in public something good. Say something good about them. Kindness in the Greek means to make yourself useful, by the way. It means you don't wait, you make yourself, they don't ask. You see and you do. That is kindness. In other words, if you find somebody has a little cold shoulder, then you need to go do some kindness.
Amen.
You need to go show some kindness.
Amen.
You need to break that down because kindness is a part of love.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And love conquers. Love is powerful. Kindness pays back with good deeds. Long suffering says, I take anything from my enemies. But kindness says, I'll give anything to my enemies.
Amen.
Long suffering says, I will take anything from my enemy. Somebody can say that. I want to.
Amen.
I want to say that I want to take anything from my enemies.
Amen.
Kindness says, I will give anything to my enemies.
Amen.
Amen. Because my enemies is in a bad condition and state of mind. And he's in real trouble with my father. he's in real trouble with my father. It's better a millstone be hung around his neck and be thrown in the ocean.
Yes.
Who is really in trouble? Who really needs prayer and help? Who? That's why Brother Branham was praying for his enemies in the cave, interceding for his enemies that God would be merciful to them. That's because he realized his position. When you realize who you are and what people are doing to you, amen, and you know God's thoughts and thinking concerning you, brother, you start praying. God, be merciful to them. They don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Father. They don't know, amen, what they are doing. Amen. You know, the reason we don't is because we don't seem to realize that faith in Christ makes God, amen, your protector.
Amen.
And if somebody comes into your house, amen, and violates your people, how would you feel?
Amen.
Isn't that true? Amen. In other words, they are walking into the house of God, in the household of God, under the protection, the flag of God, violating Him.
Amen.
By touching you.
Amen.
So much trouble there is.
Amen.
Love is kind. I'm going to rush this up here because I want to see three major words. I want to look at seventh verse. Love beareth all things. That does not mean in the English what it says there. Love beareth all things. The word beareth in the Greek means love. Sorry, love beareth all things. Let me see if I can get my notes on. That's why I don't like to preach with notes, brother. Amen. Love beareth all things. It means, the Greek word, it means love covers and suppresses with silence the deeds of others. That's what it means. It means that if you love someone, it means that you are going to suppress and cover their faults.
Amen.
Here's what it means. It means, the word cover, the word beareth means, it means in the New Testament to cover with silence or to suppress. Love beareth all things means to cover with silence or suppress. Now, when it says all things there, it does not mean everything.
Yeah.
It does not mean all things in the sense of that which violates God's word and principles. No, not that kind of all things. You see, all that is within the range of Christ, not outside. In other words, if Christ forgives, you forgive, and so forth. But blasphemes and so forth, you have to be careful.
Mm.
Hear what it goes on. Immorality, you have to be careful. You don't want the pastor to suppress things that are going on. Sometimes he has exposed that. You see, you have to be careful how it's saying this now. It covers with silence or suppress. You see, out of love and regard, respect and honest concern for the real value of another person, will do everything it can to cover and suppress the sins of that person. Genuine love is reluctant to drag a scandal in front of anyone. Genuine love is reluctant to drag a scandal in front of anyone. And that is what the Corinthians was doing. They were bringing their battles on the forefront. We are Paul and we are Paul.
Yes.
Amen. And they were making scandals. They didn't care. There was no love. Their behavior showed they had lack of love. So therefore, if I love you, brother, and you've done something, I will not tell him. I will not tell him. I will not expose you. I will not embarrass you. I will not shame you. But I will pray for you. I will love you. I will pray for you. I will cover your sins. Why? Because God, amen, took his own blood to cover you and your sins to suppress it.
Amen.
Amen. That the judgment of God come not upon you. Covers you. Amen. So every time, now watch carefully. Every time you mess up, guess what covers you? The blood. God's love.
Amen.
God's love is covering you. Amen. That blood is God's love. He is covering you. He's without telling Tom, Dick, and Harry. Amen. He's covering you. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
Amen. So every time you expose somebody's sins and tell somebody, you know what he did, you know what he said, you know what? That's not love.
Right.
That's not love at all. You're lacking love. In fact, you're tearing down. You're not loving at all.
Amen.
Sometimes we feel the right because a person is wrong. And we have a right to tell what they're doing.
Yeah.
And their souls don't have a right to.
Amen.
How would you like him to do it? Amen. To stand up here in the past to get a measure of discernment and tell what you just did last night.
Amen.
How would you like that?
Amen.
But brother, even in the prayer line, Brother Branham was conscious because it was God and his love. He was conscious what he told them.
Amen.
And how he said it.
Amen.
But you and I, brother, we can't wait. If we get a discernment on somebody, Brother Joseph, we just can't wait. And you know what the Lord showed me? This is what the Lord showed me. Amen. This is what the Lord said, and this is what the Lord told me. Brother, we love that. You know why? Because it's our own nature.
Amen.
You watch two children playing. You watch two children playing. As soon as one does something, he runs over to mommy. You know what Johnny did? Watch your newspaper. Amen. Let something happen bad to somebody, some politician, some millionaire. And watch and see the first thing. We love that. That's not love. That's not love, that's hate.
Yeah.
Amen. So therefore, if we are, like I said last night, the night before, if you don't know what hate is, you'll be doing it and don't know it.
Amen.
And if you don't know what love is, you can be rejecting it and don't know it.
Yeah.
Amen. Watch Jesus. Did he not know their sins, the apostles? Look at the sons of thunder, the pride they had. Should we call fire down from heaven? Amen. You know why they were so proud? Their parents were proud. They wanted to know who could sit on his left and his right. That's what they wanted for their sons. You know that's what we want. Pastor, do you think my son could be a deacon? We want, isn't that true? That's what it is. But not so. True love, Jesus never exposed them. He knew them. He knew them. He said, you're proud, you're pride, you're this, you're that. He just said, no, you don't know what spiritual love. Left it alone. But he knew them. Did he not know Judas? Did he know Judas just from the beginning? What was he? Did he do it? What if we had that power, brother?
Right.
Look at the problems we have now as ministers, knowing some doctrine someone preached and some this that someone have, and that. Look at how it affects us with them. They said this, Brother Nani. They said your body, every cell of your body has a measure of memory. They now know that. Your cells retain a measure of memory. That your brain does not have to tell your body many a times to get angry. So if I have a problem with a brother here, as soon as I see him, before I can think, the cells in my body will start the adrenaline. If I have a problem, I dislike for him, or he hurt me or something, it will start it. Your body will react. The hormones for anger will be let loose, and you don't even conscious.
Amen.
They said Christopher Reeves, I was just reading the article, they said Christopher Reeves was a man who acted like Superman. He was totally paralyzed. They said they discovered that man who could not do anything started to do things. That was impossible. He said the reason, they started with physical therapy. The old cells died and the new cells was born, but with the memory of that it was in the beginning. That's the miracle of God.
Amen.
It retains your it retains a healthy, what a healthy man wants.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine in God's word how that will work? Powerful. I'm going to go too quickly. So love covers. Love beareth all things. It covers. It suppresses. It does not shame. It does not bring to open shame. It does not carry news. It does not enjoy telling the faults of others. If you see yourself doing that, don't do it. Even as a minister, don't do it. Don't do it. Love believeth all things. Another powerful one. I'll close. I won't go any more into the loved ones. I'll just close up with the seventh seal up here. Love believeth all things. What does it mean, believeth all things? It means that love believes the best in everyone.
Amen.
Instead of being suspicious and eager to denounce an offender, love believes the best. Instead of saying, you'll probably do it again, love says, whether you do it or not, I'm believing that God will help and God will bless it.
Amen.
Watch now. You say, where did that come in? You see, you could do something wrong. You see, you can do something wrong. And when I see you again, let's say you stole from me. When I see you again, I say, look at that thief.
Yeah.
Now I feel justified because you did it. Now God can say the same thing. You lied. Next time he sees you, he says, look at that liar. He doesn't. He doesn't. Amen. In fact, he knew all the apostles' faults.
Yeah. Amen.
But he hoped in the best. Believe in the best. That they will come to be what he said they will be.
Yeah.
Amen. Love don't keep records. You know, husband and wife keep records.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, you remember how many times I gave your mother gift for her birthday?
Yeah.
I notice your wife is smiling, brother. You remember, they keep records of the good they do or even the wrong you do them. But not so with true love. Amen. True love starts off every morning, the mercies are renewed.
Glory.
Amen. Otherwise, if you've done me wrong, I do not say that when I see you again, you are that same person. Because every time that you do wrong, amen, and God forgives you, he starts all
again.
Love said, I'd rather be wrong, I'd rather be proved wrong than to be proved right. That's what love said. I'd rather be proved wrong than to be proved right. But you know, you're believing, you're loving, you're praying, your faith, your hope for that individual affects in such a way that God can intervene in that man's life. That's how important it is. Love beareth all things. Amen. What is it doing? What is it doing? It is causing us to have such an attitude. What now? Attitude. You have such an atmosphere that you are gaining favor and respect.
Yes. Amen.
You are gaining favor and respect as what? As a man of peace. Because if you live like that, brother, you will be pleasing God.
Amen.
And when a man always pleases God, he causes his enemy to be at rest.
Amen.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Amen.
Amen. So the faith of Christ is the empowerment to do good for others. Amen. Amen. Not pray for yourself, pray for their healing. Amen. Pray for their children. Pray for their faults. Overcome. Amen. Pray for their problems that they overcome. It's always about edifying the people.
Amen.
Amen. That's what faith in Christ comes to do. Like he came for you to do for you, you are now doing for them. That's Christianity.
Amen.
That's Christianity. It's from a grateful heart, a thankful heart. Why is God wanting this? This is your opportunity to show your thankfulness, your gratefulness of what he has done for you. You are doing for others, but you're really doing it for him.
Amen.
He said, Lord, amen, you love me so much that you always forgive me. Therefore, I'm always ready to forgive. Let us go to the book of Colossians 3. Starting on the 12th verse. Colossians 3 and 12. Yeah. My, I didn't expect to spend too much time here. We're talking about seven seal and the key to the rapture. 3:12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy pouring and the love bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now look back and say, have you had a quarrel with anyone? Have you had words with anyone? Disagreements with anyone? How did you handle it? Walking away, keeping it in your mind and holding it against them is not dealing with it.
Amen.
That's not dealing with it. That's not dealing with it at all. And if you meet an individual, how do you feel? So also do he, and above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness.
Amen.
And if that is be true, if that is the light, then watch carefully. And let the peace of God rule your hearts.
Amen.
Let the peace of God rule your hearts. Amen. Above all these things, put on charity. And let the peace of God rule your heart. To which also you are called in one body. And be thankful. Be thankful you are in this one body. You're gonna, the reason you have these problems, the situation is for your good.
Amen.
I spoke on that before. Now we are moving into one more step. The faith in Christ must become faith in who you are.
Amen.
Not faith in Christ. Not the faith and power of Christ working in you through the Word. But this here is called the oneness with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
This is when you move into another form of relationship and another faith. This faith is called perfect faith.
Amen.
And you cannot get that faith unless you have come to know. You see, all this time, you have loved God in a measure. In measure. This love is in measure. But this love up here is perfect love. How can I get perfect love? Well, perfect love cannot come without the opening of this Word. What's happening now? The opening of this Word reveals the plan of redemption. And redemption is a love story.
Amen.
You are seeing it as mystery. You're missing the mark. It is the love, God's love story.
Amen.
Amen. Love story for you. Love story for His people. Amen. When that love story is revealed and you see your part in that love story.
That's right.
Amen. It begins to affect you in a way that it has never affected you before.
Yes.
1965, Brother Branham, even though he had raised the dead, even though he had, you know, speak to God on a mountain, he had done many great things. In 1965, he said, I've come to a faith I have never known before.
That's right, amen.
I have come to a faith I have never known before. I heard a minister told me that Brother Branham told Lee Bale. He said, Lee, he said, all my thoughts are God. I heard a testimony that Brother Branham's prayer was, Lord, my desire is that you supply my needs from thee to thee.
Amen.
He wanted not that he has surplus.
Yeah.
That he can say, I can provide for me tomorrow, even though God had provided that. But he wanted to live in such a way that he trusts God so much.
Amen.
That even he had nothing, he said, Lord, I just want you to provide what you want for me to be. That's living by faith. That's the kind that we must come to. Because see, right now we are accumulating because for the rainy day.
Yeah.
But I know the God of the plenty, the God of the rainy day.
Yeah.
Amen. And that hinders us from giving to others. God wants us to give because we are worried what would I do.
Yeah,
amen. Because this has not been done right.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Glory.
So friends, I'm an Indian. We love business. That's the reason they say we are good cricketers but bad footballers. They give us a corner and start a business.
Yeah.
We are saving for our children. And we are saving and we have enough to tell them who to marry. Because you have to think that you have money, who are you going to leave it for? I don't want to fall off here. And I took. Oh, well, maybe not an army. But let's tell me the truth. Can that be a jeopardy to faith? Because the accumulation can be a measure of faith. Can work in so that we can have security, that we can trust in the money. I'm really saying we really don't trust in God. I ask now, if this is not done right, you'll never get off here.
Yes.
Amen. The only way that you can get off here to move into this is something has to happen. Because you have a measure of giving here.
Yes.
Amen. But something has to, in this line that makes this line from here to here, has to happen. And the only thing that can do that is when you begin to see how much He loves you.
Amen. Amen.
That's where the key comes in. The key comes in 1 John 4. Let's read it. Because I've been trying to break into this so long. It's a whole series, and I keep hanging on to certain areas. So the Lord just knows why. 1 John 4. He said, and we have known and believed the love God has for us. Do you know that? You see, this is a special kind of love. Amen. This is not just any kind of love. This is a love, amen, that is showing you that this love, if you know it, is going to drive away all things.
Amen.
See, the time this love, amen, with perfect love casts away all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have no fear. Amen. Whether you have or you don't have, in fact, you come to such a place, you say, Lord, I want to live in such a way that I want to see you provide for me.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
See, because you have faith. And live as long as we know we got something in the bank. But I wonder if you have nothing. If you have nothing, can you live like that? Or would you be afraid? If you're afraid, it's because you need to come and know the love He has for you.
Amen.
Because He who loves you so much says, see how my Father, consider the sorrows.
Yes.
They need a soul.
Yes.
But yet He provides for them.
Amen.
He says, now take no thought for tomorrow, for ye to drink or wear. Are ye not more than a sorrow? Are ye not more? The simple teaching of Christ is showing you, amen, look how He supplies.
Amen.
Look how much He cares. Now watch now. I'm going to show you one simple principle of faith. In the book of Hebrews it says 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance. If you look that Greek word substance up, it is the word title deed. Faith is the title deed.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now watch what is how it works. The prophet is showing you a principle here. And I hope the Lord helps you. He's showing you that if there is something in your heart that you are desiring, that is the evidence it exists.
Amen.
Amen. If you are thirsty, amen, the deep is saying there must be water.
Amen.
Amen. The very evidence that you desire it, you need it, it exists. And it's not in somebody else's heart, it is in your heart. Therefore, it is for you.
Amen. Glory.
That's the confidence that if it is here, brother, amen, I have already received it. Amen. Because that's God's law.
Yes.
Amen. That's why He said, if you need healing, He said, see yourself
healed. Yes,
and walk into the vision. Because you walk into the reality of what is in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. So, we have to have it. If you see, if there's a desire in you, amen, to know the love of God,
yeah,
that surpasses knowledge. knowledge. Amen. That you come to know what can separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. You come to know what is the length and depth and breadth, amen, of the love of God. Amen. If you, because that's the only way you can have confidence in God. The only way you have confidence in God, you say, I have confidence in His Word.
Yeah.
But it didn't say Abraham believed in God's Word.
Yeah.
It didn't say Abraham believed in God. I said it this morning. Abraham believed God.
Yes.
Not in God.
Amen.
Not in God's Word. He believed in God Himself.
Amen.
Because that's who His experience was with. Amen. Like I said, if God is going to bring you to perfect faith like Abraham, take my son. Put it on the altar. Amen. God is going to have to build his faith after that. And God built his faith to show Abraham, I can change a dead womb. I can put life in a dead loin. I can change your body. I can change your body. I can do this. I can do that. Amen. I can let you suffer from a sharia. I can show you myself in different ways. Amen. And when Abraham believed God, he was able to give up. What was his desire? Love. Lay it on the altar. Because the Bible says he believed God.
Amen.
Amen. This is what love does. That love produces a faith. It produces a confidence. When did that faith come? That love come? I told you at the opening of the book. 1 John 2 and 28. Let's look at it. Watch this very carefully. And now little children abide in him. That's 2,000 years ago. Little children. When he shall appear at this day.
Amen.
We may have what? That word confidence in the Greek means that we'll have boldness without fear.
Amen.
And where there is fear, there is no faith. And when there's fear, there is no real love. It might be a measure, but this is not what we're talking about. We will have no faith. It means his appearing. Now watch what I'm saying. His appearing is going to produce a condition of boldness.
Glory.
Amen. In other words, it's he who is bringing the faith.
Amen.
When the Son of Man cometh, find faith on the earth, not Malachi for faith. Amen. Son of Man faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus, Malachi 4 will restore the faith of the apostolic father. But they didn't have perfect faith.
Yes.
They didn't have greater works.
Amen.
Jesus did not have greater works. He didn't. Watch carefully. Five manifestations of the fourfold. Of the thirdfold. One. Brother Branham speak to a life in a tumor in his wife.
Amen.
And it dried up.
Yeah.
Jesus speak to the life in a tree and it dried up.
Amen.
Is that true?
Amen.
Jesus speak to storm. Brother Branham speak to storm.
Amen.
Brother Branham raise up fishy and give you a life. Brother, Jesus, amen, brought back the resurrection of the dead. Lazarus,
yes.
Amen. Manifestations?
Yes.
True manifestation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Branham spoke life, salvation to happy right children.
Amen.
Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise.
Amen.
But everything Jesus did, he took something.
Yes.
The spit, put it over the eye. Healing. Perfect brings perfect faith, and if that was operating in this day, then it's under that seven seed. It must be
open.
Must be open. If it's open, what hinder he? What hinder you?
Yes. Amen.
What is hindering us?
Amen.
Why aren't we there? What's the problem? Don't look for the majority. 2 million came out, two went in.
Yes.
It's only going to be the minority in the message.
Yes.
Let yourself be that minority.
Yes, Lord.
Don't look at the other man. Amen. This is an individual thing, Brother Branham said. Don't look at the preacher. He might never make it. Don't look at the deacon. They might not make it. You make it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Don't look at me. Don't even look at Brother Branham. look to him. Look unto me.
Amen.
Unto them that look, shall he appear. Not Brother Branham.
Amen.
Shall he appear.
Amen.
A second time. When Christ, our life, shall appear. Don't look at anybody.
Yes.
Amen. Look at Christ. If your vision is right. Okay. Manifestation. What's wrong? Silver tip grizzly.
Amen.
Eddie Biscoe is there.
Yes.
Brother Bam said that silver tip grizzly is there.
Amen.
He's walking. You cannot see anything. 200 yards, nothing. Amen. 50 yards. What happens? Do you think that silver grizzly was there all the time? Creative power of
God.
Creative power of God. Amen. Then what is the greater works? To speak creation into existence. Amen. Today we saw. Amen. The one who spoke in Genesis 1:1. Let there be. Amen. But today it's spoken not just by Elohim, but by a son. Not if I say, but if you say. Is what he did for me. In his name I'm saved. In his name I give you I heal you. In his name is salvation. In his name is healing. In his name I cast out devils. In his name. But not up here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Like I told you, nothing. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 8 and 4. Are you kings and priests?
Amen.
Amen. Now, carefully now. Here is what he says, what he did. Here is what he wrote in his word. Here is not what he wrote in his word. Here is what he used.
Amen.
Why? Because you'll come back in the position of king. You are Melchizedek's sons. You are kings and priests. Raised up to reign on the earth. Amen. Therefore, he must be able to say, son, not what I say, but what you say. You are king. You're not in your position. It's what you say. If you bind, I will bind. If you lose, I will lose.
Amen.
Amen. What you say. Now, that means one thing. It means that the man who comes to be in this position must be a man of integrity.
Yes.
Because we have been teaching you under faith in Christ and the faith of Christ to believe God's word.
Yes.
We teach you keep God's word, obey God's word. Amen. God's word is true. God is absolute. His word is absolute. The word is God. Amen. Stay in the word. Abide in the word. Isn't that true? But the day must come now. And the pastors and we who are in this inspiration now, you'll find there comes a day that you might be preaching all the time. Stay with the word, keep the word. The word is true. The word is, God is faithful to his word. You'll find people still in a church. And if you stay there, you will die there also. The transition of the ministry now is to get the elect among the called out. Brother Brian said 2 million was in the natural election. He said, but Joshua and Caleb was only in the spiritual election. He said, why did you need the rest of them? You needed supply, support, you needed tithing, you needed help. So one thing, just the elect. You're all here for a reason.
Amen.
If you're elect, you're here to support the body. If you're not elect, spiritually elect, you're still here to support the elect. That's not me, that's the teaching of the church age book. You see, we are playing. We have a lot of time. Our hearts are not desperate because we don't know the hour and we don't know where we should be.
Amen.
If you don't know the present state of where you should be in the ministry, you'll be preaching and preaching and preaching and you'll die right there preaching.
Yes.
There are transitions in the third pole.
Glory.
And it's coming a time where we have taught you enough and the season is changing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's not you God focusing on you keeping God's word.
Amen.
The elect will come to that. And have come to that.
Amen.
It is now seen that God wants you to keep your word.
Amen.
God is looking to see you keep your word.
Amen.
Because keeping your word means integrity.
Amen.
You make appointments with people, then you call them up and change your mind because of something else. God don't change his mind about his word.
Amen.
You tell your wife you come to 6 o'clock, somebody meets you fellowshipping, you don't keep your word because it's your wife. That's not integrity. You are going to be like your father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you are sanguine, somebody say, hey, let's go for grab lunch. You would rather sanguine's idolatry. You know the temperament.
Amen.
Is that if you have church night and they have a family get together, he's not coming to church. He loves food, entertainment. He loves a choleric. It's a workaholic. Amen. So if it's a church night and he got work to do in church in his job, he's not coming to church. He's got work. His idolatry will be work.
Yeah.
What is idolatry? What is worship? A life dedicated unto God. What is idolatry? That which takes up your time, your energy, and your thoughts.
Amen.
Of God. See, if all of these things work together to show, do you keep your word? Can you be trusted with your word? You know you can trust God with his word, but can God trust you with his word? Because if he can trust you with his word, he can trust you with his power.
Amen.
He can trust you with authority.
Amen.
If he can trust you with his word.
Right.
Can he trust you for your word? Are you a man of integrity? The word integrity comes from the word integer, which means a whole number. You're not partial in any way. You are upright and full. Integrity. See, it is changing now because you're coming into a position of kings. And where the word of a king is, there is power.
Amen.
Now you have experienced this in your own life already because God made you a king of your own house. The father is the king of his house. So in Numbers 31, if a girl goes out and takes a vow without her father, the king of the house can say, no, that vow is not in void, and God will honor it. Because where the word of a king is, there's power. There's power. If he can do that with you just as a father, imagine, now we are the sons of God. Amen. The manifest all creation travaileth and groaneth, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. And here in this day we saw a man speak greater words.
Amen.
Where did that come from? This man had confidence. He had perfect faith. Now watch now, we're going one more place. Let's go to Revelation 1. Sorry. First 1 and 13. I might not get time to finish this, but let us do all the transition. If you see the transition, you see the ministry, we must see the transition from the faith of Christ to the faith of God. And we need to know how to preach.
Amen.
So that the perfect faith will be in you. It is not the way we preach here. To believe God's word. This is preaching for show you what God is expecting from you.
Amen.
God is depending on you. You're in that stage just before graduation day.
Amen.
Remember talking about graduation day?
Yes.
You're just before graduation day. You're just before victory day.
Amen. Amen.
Right in that season now, right in that time, in that cycle, we're coming out.
Amen.
1 Peter 1:13 says, gird up the loins of your pure mind and hope to the end. For the grace Anytime you hear the word grace, it is a special kind of love that is to produce a special kind of grace. Because when love projects, the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, at the revelation of Jesus Christ, cannot come without a prophet in the land.
Amen.
And that prophet was promised to be God in human flesh.
Amen.
I'm going to show you seven sealers open. I'm going to show you that perfect faith was operating. I'm going to show you now perfect love was operating.
Yes.
And I'm going to show you greater works was accomplished.
Amen.
There's no more prophecy after greater works than these.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now this grace is not the grace they had in faith in Christ. It's not the grace they had in the faith of Christ. It is a special grace that is promised on Zechariah 4 and 7. The headstone will come back with crying of grace, grace. And where grace is, mercy is a product of grace. Mercy is a product of grace. So therefore, where this grace is, there must be an abundance of mercy.
Amen.
God, so rich in mercy, was not preaching Luther day. He did not know that measure of grace. He was not preaching Wesley day. It was waited for a prophet to pick it up as a text.
Amen.
And begin to tell you that message. If you're a Christian, you can look all back to your life and see the hand of God in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch more, one more. In this day of grace, Brother Ronnie, mercy was so extended that all those who were messed up in marriage and divorce, He said, I forgive you.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, Brother Branham, forgive me. What good is that? Can a man forgive me? That's no good in it. If he say, well, you know, I forgive you. So what? What does that do for me? But there was a special grace God brought.
Sorry.
And He could say, all of you who are messed up in your marriages, He said, I forgive you, but don't you never do it.
Amen.
Amen.
And turn around with those people with 2 and 3 wives and women, 2 and 3 marriages, and turn around and say, you are justified. You are the sinless, worthless bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is grace.
Sorry.
That is grace. A special grace to come. Amen. To prepare the conditions that you can be truly justified.
Amen.
When did that come? Under that seventh seal.
Amen.
Why? It's wanting to produce, to show you how much I love you, that nothing you can mess up that I can't take care of.
Correct. Amen.
And then if He can show you that He can make a way in the worst of conditions, then why are we afraid? Amen. Because we don't know His love.
Amen.
Perfect love brings perfect faith, perfect confidence. It brings assurance. It brings meekness. Amen. To say, no matter what comes my way.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It is for my good.
Amen.
It's for my good. I could not complain, not murmur. Seventh seal. Under seventh seal is perfect love. What conquered the world?
Amen.
Perfect love.
Yes. Amen.
What conquered? What made the bees go back in their nest? What conquered the maniac? What conquered the Mexican, the healing?
Yeah.
Blind man. Did not prophesy perfect love?
Yes. Amen.
Now if perfect love was operating, if greater works and perfect faith, the spoken word was operating, it's not seven seal open.
Amen.
And it's not the power have already been felt on you.
Amen.
It has already been felt on you.
Yes, sir.
Then where is it in our life? We must make a transition, friends. We cannot say faith in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Brown said in church's book, he said, I heal this boy, it's healed in the name of Jesus Christ, talking about the leukemia. He said, but one day I will speak not in His name, but according to my faith.
Glory!
Amen.
Colorado Mountain. Jehovah appeared to him, spoke to the storm. And then he says, great Jehovah, is that you? Never Jesus' name, redemptive. Great Jehovah, is that you? I don't have time to finish it up. I've kept you long enough. But I want you to know that this is the track that we must be going.
Amen.
This is the place we must make the transition right here.
Amen.
We must move. And we must preach in such a way. We have preached the mysteries as something, as an accomplishment. Something that we must know. Something that we must understand. And we have been doing that for years. And then we hold who doesn't see the mysteries our way. The disfellowship, or who doesn't do it the way we think the prophet said it, and all of these things just proves that we are not there. Love brings fellowship. And when you see yourself not having fellowship with other churches, other people, you can't preach each other, you don't respect. Someone says this one's called, someone says that one's not called. Only God knows. What if you're wrong and you find yourself fighting against God? What if I say this man is, no, I don't expect him. He's not in ministry. What if I'm wrong? I'll be fighting. But Samali gave the wisest statement.
Yes.
He said, if it's of God,
amen. Yes.
You'll find yourself fighting against God. But if it's not of God, it'll come for nothing.
Amen.
Because gift will make room for itself.
Yes.
And gift will bring you in the presence of great men.
Amen.
We all to see our life where we are in fellowship one with another. Ministers, where are you in fellowship with each other? Deacons, how are you in fellowship with your among yourself and the people? People, how are you in fellowship and among yourself and the other saints? Don't you talk about your elders. It's not love, that's tearing down. Don't talk about his faults, because you wouldn't want people to talk about your faults. And I'm not saying we have them. We might not always make the right decision, but God will take care of that.
Amen.
Because he put us here. He knows we'll make mistakes, but he'll take care of it. And when we begin to focus right, when we begin to do the right thing, get in the right mind and thinking, we'll move into this transition.
Amen.
Because God will begin to start trusting you with his power, with his authority. If I have to say one thing before closing, I'll say this. The way to preach faith in Christ is under one anointing. The way to preach the faith of Christ, that's another anointing. But when we go to preach, manifested sons of God, faith in you, who you are. When the bride recognizes who she is, the rapture will take place. When we begin to preach that, that has no Moses anointing. It has no Elijah anointing. It has no intimidation. It has no fear tactics. That only has love.
Amen.
So when we preach the mysteries, we must preach it in a way to show that the reason he's revealing it is because he loves you.
Amen.
Not because you might know it and remember it. This is the evidence of his love.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, the Father loves the Son and show him many things.
Amen.
We must never preach these things without that associating it with the love of God. And that begins to build your confidence, your assurance, and bring you to such a place that you can master any circumstance. Because if he is with me, and if he is for me, who can be against me?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you tonight. God keep you tonight. I pray something might have been said along the way to encourage you, to help you, and pray for both Cyril and myself. I appreciate Brother Cyril. Now, I always say he's a small man, but he's a big man of God. And the work that he's doing around the world, in building up Thailand, Cambodia, China, just amazing. And pray for him, support him with your prayer, finances, whatever you have to do, the Lord put on your heart. Believe it will be worth it for certainly. God bless you, God keep you. Let's have a word. Father God, our aim tonight, Lord, was to speak upon the people and their position.
Yes.
But you see it fit that we take this course. I pray pray, Lord, that whatever is said is because you wanted it said. The time that was spent here, Lord, we pray that that you would use it, anoint it, Lord, in such a way that your people would leave here with a great vision.
Yes.
Ministry would be inspired to see the transition,
yes,
in the music sheet.
Yes, sir.
The change in the symphony, the change in the beat.
Yes.
Realize we cannot stay in this condition for long. We are called,
yes,
to be manifested sons of God. We are called to do the greater works. We are called to be the people who only have love for the enemy, Father. We are called, Lord, that we can endure all things.
Yes.
And we are called, Father, to show forth your life, your character, your wisdom in this great hour. May you bless the ministers. You know the responsibility tonight, Father. You know their hearts tonight. You know, Lord, what they have need of. I pray, Lord, that you bless them. You strengthen them, Father. The elders that are here, I pray that you, Lord, inspire them and use them in a mighty way, Lord, to help your children, to help the younger ministries, to set it in order, Father. May love be the key word. Brother Graham said his theme would be a redeeming love, would be my theme. And Father, we ask that you just now take these words and anoint them and let them become life. Let the words and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to thee. Take your children in such a place, in their closets, in their secret chambers. Let them, Father, seek your face. Let them seek experiences with you, Father. Let them come to know your love and give us the wisdom to preach your love and bring them to such a perfect love, a perfect faith, a perfect trust in you. Commit it all in your great hands tonight. Appreciate the church, Father, the local pastor here, Brother Louis, and the many preparations that you have done, Father. We ask that you bless them richly. All the ministers that have cooperated, bless them with our prayer. Forgive us for anything we have said that might be wrong or the wrong attitude, Father, we don't mean to. We ask that, Lord, you look over all things. Be merciful to us with our prayer. In Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you, Brother Ronnie Jameson.